Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I have to tell you this, you know, you can get accustomed to doing something and you miss not doing it. Like breathing, you know, you really, all of us have a tendency of just breathing. Yet when we find it that we are unable to breathe, we realize how important it is to have breath. That's how I feel when I'm unable to do this broadcast. I find that I'm not doing it. I feel like I'm not able to breathe. And I just miss it so much, sincerely. I pray that y'all came into the new year wonderfully, yet with a state of mind that said, I'm leaving behind everything that is not of God. And I'm bringing in this new year with such a state of mind that old things pass away. Behold, all things become new, that I understand that everything that has to do with God has to do with me being blessed. And my being blessed don't always have to do with something that is me happy, necessarily. That a blessing can come because there's some teaching that I need to be a part of, that everything that God provides for me, although it may not put a smile on my face, in the end, I shall have joy. And that's what I want to talk about today, that the beauty of enjoying the gift that God gives us is so important until we ourselves can be either a blessing or become a curse. And not because God placed the curse on us, but because the curse exists on the side of the curse as opposed to that other side that has to do with the blessing. And I'm learning more about that, being in an area where, I'm not going to get into that right now, but being in an area where so many people are cursed until literally you would think that Satan is going to win. That everything that has to do with the people are so much into them being cursed until you would literally believe that God is about to lose this battle. And of course, we know that's a lie. If we allow ourselves to just look with our natural eye, we find that Satan is consistently, constantly busy. And it caused me to understand that we got a lot of cowards in the world. What I mean by that is this. When we allow ourselves to love as God loves, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, to love one another as I have loved you. To love them, now listen to that carefully. To love one another as I have loved you, meaning to love one another equal to how I have loved you. Powered by that of the Holy Spirit, to have the ability to love consistently to the degree that you will not be lacking anything. So all of the people that followed him, he made sure every last one of them was taken care of. You know, from the 5,000 to the 4,000 that he fed and on and on and on and on, casting out evil spirits, healing the sick in every shape, fashion, form, causing the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the mute to talk. He provided everything that enabled anybody to know what love looks like. And everything that got to do with what love looks like has to do with something getting better. So if we enable ourselves the ability to actually love one another the way that he loves us, even though some people may not get better physically, they will feel better about their physical disability or limitations, because we allowed ourselves the ability to love on the level that he loved us. Now, I'm in what is called the book of Deuteronomy. And in the book of Deuteronomy, you'll find that, and I'm in chapter 28, and God is so amazing until literally he's talking, he starts off this way. So beautiful. This is chapter 28, Deuteronomy 1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now that's just chapter 1. We didn't even touch chapter 2 yet. Now check out chapter 2. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Blessed shall you be, blessed shall you be, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now, that's just up to 6. I'm not going to go no further than that because it's too much to go on that has to do with the curse. How desperately we must come to understand the necessity of allowing ourselves to take heed practicing what God commands us to do. I'm understanding that we became our own worst enemy, because literally we will not allow ourselves to say, Father God, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. What your words say, I'm going to practice it in my life, regardless to what happens. I'm going to put it into action in every shape, fashion, and form in which I possibly can. And I ask you, send me the Holy Spirit, fill me up with the Holy Spirit so that I have the ability to carry it out, because I know, Father, I myself cannot do it. Spirit of truth will remind me of all things that you speak with him about, so that I can hear such truth, thus enabling me by his power, by his might, and my humility, carry it through. I come to see in the area that I frequent constantly that there's a lot of people who are mentally disturbed, a lot of people who are full of pride, a lot of people who are going through so many different things, until you would think you're in a world, in a third world country. Now, I've been in the area quite often, many times in my life since being out here in California, and the thought that I had before was, this place is crazy. And surely that is true, but it's more than that. This place is demon-possessed, truly demon-possessed. And because of that reality, there are millions and millions of people who the Satan is controlling. What I mean by that is this. Surely the people that's in this particular area are going through hardship. Yes. That's 100%. They depend so much on the word free, until when they have to put a price on something, or when somebody put a price on something, they kind of argue it. Although they will pay for things to them which would be a luxury, like a 50-cent soda, or being able to sit down and eat food. from food stamps and things of that nature off of the SSI or the General Relief out here in California. They call it, in New York, call it welfare. Out here it's called General Relief. Yes, they will pay for it. But their self-dignity is taken away because of the fact that free dominated them. Their self-respect has been taken away because people come and feed them as if they're animals. See, Satan is so slick until he understands the reality that as long as you're feeding from your flesh, when it's time for me to show my real self, I'm going to get you. And the reason why is because of the fact that you're not going to be accustomed to depending on God so that he can show his best. So not only do he get those people who's accustomed to free, he also get the people who thought they was free in Christ. Because as opposed to the people coming down here and specifically saying, I'm going to adopt to somebody today. Not so that I can just feed them and clothe them and possibly even house them. No, not so that I can be their friend necessarily, but simply so that they can understand how good it is to literally be free in Christ. And have the gift of dependency on the Holy Spirit so that they can look and say, although y'all are providing these things that are free, it feels better for me to go and get mine by working, by doing things that helps me. Even though we have many people in this particular area who are mentally disadvantaged, I am positively sure that we would have the ability to make it so that they would feel so good about themselves if we provided a way for them to have the opportunity to labor in Christ. I don't care if it's cleaning the community. I don't care if it's washing cloths. I don't care. But for them to be able to look at work that they did, to learn the Word of God, to be friends with somebody who's looking out for them as family, I know for sure, absolutely, that each of the individuals would stand up and feel good about who they are, as opposed to beggars, as opposed to being the tail and not the head, as opposed to having a foundation. Correction, as opposed to having no foundation. See, because of the fact that when we don't give the people something to stand for, they fall for anything. So the devil sits back and he says, I got both of y'all at the same time, and y'all don't even realize it, because even though you have been saved in Christ, you don't have the ability to allow yourself to be a part of which will get these people out of slavery. You won't even allow yourself to do it. Because you think that you are above that, or you think that you don't have time, or you don't have the resources. So since you don't think that you have what it takes, I got you too. Because the reality is you're not loving as that person you call the Christ in the same fashion. You're not allowing yourself the ability to enjoy the opportunity to see what it's like to be in the image of God. Because if you did, there wouldn't be so many people out here that I got hold of. And I don't care who y'all call yourself blaming. You can blame the white man, you can blame politicians, you can blame whoever you want. But I'm under control of everything that got to do with all things that's down here on this earth, although you say that you have dominion of all things down here on this earth. I've got this under control. Because literally, if I did, there wouldn't be so many people that are going through all of the things in which they're going through. If you really had it under control, if you really accepted Christ as your personal leader, if you really understood the reality of him having dominion of all things, of heaven and earth, then truly you would be working in that capacity, following the person you call your father, and carrying out that authority in the same manner. But since you call yourself the, I'm going to church on Sunday, Bible study on Wednesday, and I do Sunday school on Sunday, now I do these things, I'm okay. But I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is so clever. He's so smart. He is so intelligent until literally he knows all he got to do is sit back and watch these curses that come upon you. Check this out. We're still in 28. But now we're going to go down to 28 and 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in this city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish, Glee, because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Okay. I'm just going to stop for a second. I went from 15 to 20. Now, let's pay attention to this. Father God, thank you, Jesus. If your child, this is your child, this came from your bloodline, you carried this child. If your child went to college, became a doctor, or whatever he, she might have done, you feel so good about that child, but you look at what came from you and what they've done. Jesus said, greater works that you shall do, even greater than me. Even greater than me. That's like the overstatement of all time. Yet a true statement. Because of the fact that you listen to our Father, you will be able to do great and mighty things, even greater than me. I'm just scratching the surface with the wonderful things in which you can do, and I know for sure that by that of, Lord have mercy, Peter, when he walked past people, his shadow healed them. You think I'm kidding? Go to the book of Acts. And the reason why is because of the fact that his Father, our Father, will allow everybody to see that when you hearken unto his voice, what happens is he lets the Holy Spirit work through you in ways that is beyond measure. Because he wants everybody to see that he's in the blessing business. He's not in the cursing business. Although if you allow yourself to not pay attention to what he is about, to what he wants to carry out through you, you will be cursed. Because curse does exist. And he will allow it to come upon you deeply. Not only you, but everybody that's attached to you. Yes. You know why? Because of this. Have you ever seen where an ignorant person start a riot? And then everybody around him, some who's just ignorant like that person, some who's afraid not to stand out from that ignorance and just follow it because they don't feel like or they're not strong enough to stand alone. And they all go and end up tearing up a town just because. You ever see that happen? I've seen it happen quite a few times. But what I also seen happen is I saw one man have many children, 6 to be exact, and all of them be destroyed because of him, because the curse followed him from his father. The same way. See, spiritually, you can destroy generations that's not even here. Because you did not allow yourself the ability to carry out God's word on a level that enables somebody to say, I was touched today. I was touched. Somebody loved me today in a way I've never seen before. They didn't just feed me. They did not just give me some water. They did not just clothe me, house me. They didn't do all of those three things alone. But what they did do was show me that I got power in Christ Jesus. What they did do, they enabled me to understand that I cannot lean on to my own understanding and believe that I'm going to be able to make it. They showed me that I am literally homeless, not in the sense of having my own apartment or home, but homeless from the kingdom of God. They enabled me to understand that not only will I be able to be a fisher to where I can own my own rod, but I can become a fisher of men. They empowered me because they was empowered by the Holy Spirit. Because they was empowered by Jesus Christ, because they was empowered by God. They allowed themselves to have the courage to say, I love you today. I believe that God can do wonderful things in your life. I'm just going to show you how you can become a part of the blessing. Now, I'm going to talk about this for the next 3 or 4 days. The reason why is because of the fact we're lying to ourselves. Many of us is lying to ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves the ability to actually be there for people the way that we actually should. And because of that, curses is upon us. And we believe that when we do get blessed, that literally we don't know who's blessing us because the devil knows how to bless us too. See, he duplicates everything God does. The only thing is everything that he does that duplicates what God does, it turns into something that's not godly, obviously. It's like there's a place that I know where you can get some bronze. Looks sure enough like gold. You would pay top dollar for it, but you better not take a shower because it's going to turn. But everything that got to do with God is everything that has to do with it remaining what it is, what he provided. His truth never stops. It never turns. It never shades. It remains the same. And in order to allow yourself to be a part of the blessing business, you got to know that you are to duplicate what he does. Because he gave it to you so that you can show people who he is. So when you, and this is all of us, when we allow ourselves to think we're really doing something, oh my, we're not. See, because we need to be in the destitute, the worst areas, trying to get the people that most people wouldn't want nothing to do with, whose mamas put them out, girlfriends, boyfriends put them out, husband, wives put them out, children put them out. The people that nobody really want anything to do with. And we need to go get them. And let it be known that maybe you won't be able to build a rocket ship, but surely you can help clean this place and feel good about doing it, because from where you was to where God will take you, it's a big step up. And you're being loved and you're being nurtured and you're being guided. Your people are doing things and enable you to say that I don't want nothing free necessarily, with the exception of what God has given me, and that is the freedom of all eternity, salvation. You can be a curse and don't even know it. I think you are being a blessing. I come to find out that the devil was so clever until he got so many on lockdown because literally they're thinking they're doing something. In the area that I am talking about, people come down here, feed all the time. And in this area, this is what's so crazy. There's missions that feed 1 hour right after each other. So if a person wanted to, they can have breakfast three times a day. Lunch three times a day, dinner three times a day. Don't nobody have to ever go hungry in this particular area. Clothes, don't even have to worry about taking a shower is nothing. When you allow yourself to follow the word of God, what happens is you get to a point to where literally people can see God in you. But when you cause yourself to believe that you got this thing right, what you're doing is you're allowing Satan to fool you. See, because you got to be a doer of the word. And you got to follow this to where literally you see the productivity of God's work. Where somebody was just horrible, laying on the ground, on drugs, stinking the whole nine yards. And you got down where they are. Got with them. Smelled them in the hole and decided that, Father God, that's what you did for me when Jesus came down here for me. You brought them down into this cesspool, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to get this person out of the muddy waters. Bless you, brothers and sisters. I'm going to, if God so allow me, speak with you tomorrow. Take care.